Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Rubbernecking Podcast. I'm Alicia, and I'm here with the lovely Amanda.
Hello.
As my co-host today. We're so excited to be here giving you all the updates straight from Graceland.
Right.
We've got so much going on.
We do. We have a lot of stuff coming up, too.
And Scout Day is on its way shortly, March 29th. It'll be here. I don't know if anybody's ever been to Scout Day at Graceland before. Amanda, have you ever been?
I have. I volunteer.
I love it.
Because I love it. I do the karaoke, and the kids just have so much fun with it.
It's,
and there's
it's
so
great.
Much to do and activities so and crafts and scavenger hunts. It's an amazing day
for kids. And we
always
have tons of people here.
Yeah, and the catch is you can come do all of that for $20.
I mean,
the whole family. Everybody
touring
gets a ticket
the mansion,
for $20.
Like everything.
Everything. And this year we have mascots coming out. We have
inflatable.
I don't know if they're bounce houses and some kind of inflatable fun stuff for the kids.
That's really cool.
They get to sit in the DJ booth at Sirius.
Oh, yeah.
XM.
They get to learn how to be a DJ.
Yeah. And they get to earn badges and merits and all that good stuff. So, I mean, it's a great day
kids. Yeah. A lot going on with Scout Day. And new this year at Scout Day, we're asking people to bring non-perishable food items to donate to the Mid-South Food Bank.
That's right. And we're going to have bins set up all
yes.
over the property. So wherever you come in at, you can just drop it off. You don't have to tote it all day or anything
Absolutely.
Like that.
You know what else is cool? You can actually, this year is one of our crafts, you can actually design a card that is sent to U.S. soldiers through the American Red Cross.
I know.
So
Isn't
you can kind of like give back and say thank you.
I mean, the whole day
for,
is just, it's an amazing event that
it
we
really
put on.
Is cool.
We always have thousands of scouts that come out and get merits and badges. It's a great day
I
for
love,
kids.
And we always have different badges each year.
But we have our own Scout Day
right,
badge,
Right, and I
too.
Love it. I'm sitting here looking at a picture of it. It's so cool with, like, the green and the blue. You can
it's
check it out
Elvis's silhouette
online.
It.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
It's so cute. So definitely go to our website, sign up, and you can actually see video and photos from last year, but we'll also get some videos and photos
yeah,
updated.
Yeah, and it's only $20,
That's
and your
true.
Whole family, yeah, each
That's
ticket
true.
is $20. The whole family can come. You cannot miss that.
Well, what else is happening, Amanda? I know that you're the queen of the internet, so I know you like to give stuff away occasionally.
Well, you know, right now is the 40th anniversary of Elvis performing at the Mid-South Coliseum here
Whoa.
In Memphis, and Sony just released Elvis Recorded Live on Stage in Memphis, a 2-CD edition that's
oh,
actually
cool.
got like a new test run stage show that's yep. just recently been discovered, and you can win it.
Wow. So how do you, wait, so if I want to go win this, what do I have to do it?
You have to follow at Visit Graceland.
Okay, I do
All
that.
One word. And then retweet it. Every morning we're sending out a tweet, and everybody that retweets
oh.
it, we pick a winner from. So
you got to be looking for it.
And it's going on all week. So if you don't win today, you still have tomorrow, and you
Very
still have
cool.
Saturday. So, I mean.
And so we've still had some winners.
Oh, yeah,
this
we've
week,
had two winners.
So
we've already shipped those out, and we've got
great.
More to come. So definitely go follow us, and you can win this.
And this is such a cool thing. I'm reading that there's a 24-page booklet that includes
mm-hmm.
like rare photos, new liner notes, press clips. I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean, this is the stuff that, like, you know, the fans really get into. And even if you're a music fan, this is just stuff that's just...
Well, and you know, it was Memphis.
For your collection, right.
And you
Memphis.
Know, Argo, DJ Argo from Elvis Radio was telling us earlier that he would stay in a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I had never
he
heard
was
that
scared
before.
If he came back to Graceland, he would get too comfortable and he needed to be in tour mode.
Right.
So he stayed in a hotel right down
very,
the road when
very
Graceland
professional
was right
him.
Here. Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah, he was on tour
but you know,
and stayed
it had
in a hotel.
A special place in his heart to perform
right.
in his hometown where everything kicked off for
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. I think about that with different artists. Just like, you know, like Justin Timberlake. I can't
yeah.
imagine how it was for him
I
to
bet
recently
his show
perform.
Here is totally different than
right.
any other show.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So I totally get it. Well, let's talk about speaking of giving things away.
You know I love to give stuff away.
We're also doing a sweepstakes with Frontier Airlines.
Okay, so I'm not giving this away. It's not me this
Frontier.
Time. But Frontier Airlines just started a new service that goes from Denver to Memphis and
I
back from
that.
Memphis to Denver, which is really cool. And you can enter to win, and you can get a full, you know, trip, two flights, two tours of Graceland, tickets to Sun Studio,
yeah,
Memphis Rock and Soul. A $50 gift card to Hard Rock.
And you get to stay at the Peabody.
I
mean, that's a full weekend, guys.
Yeah,
Come
you can
on.
See the ducks walk. I mean, yeah. So
it's
you
great.
Can go to flyfrontier.com/Graceland. And enter to win. That's all you have to do.
Very cool. Well, let's talk about something that, you know, I worked on this project a couple years ago. We worked with a company called The Artist Den, and they do really cool concerts for people all across the country. And we actually worked with Kid Rock. And he came here and performed at Graceland. And the show actually just re-aired on Platio last night. And we were kind of chit-chatting before talking about how Kid Rock is such a big Elvis fan.
Oh,
it was so cool for him to be here and perform this huge concert in the Carr Museum. And he talks about being at Graceland, how much Elvis influenced his career, different things like that. And so I wanted to share this clip with everybody here that listens. So take a minute, listen to the clip.
This is the epitome of rock and roll. Big house with a bunch of cool stuff, cool cars. I mean, you know, cool clothes. I mean, it just never stops, man. It just oozes awesome and cool. In the world of celebrity, you know, it goes actors, sports stars, Elvis. That's kind of the food chain as I see it. I guess I can relate on a level of crossing genres of music, somehow having my foot in the country world and in the pop world and the rock and roll world. Of course, hip hop too, my roots, kind of, so to speak. And I know Elvis crossed a lot of genres too, mainly country, pop, and rock and roll. So I feel a slight connection there, and I wish there was more of that in music these days.
Okay, that was so cool.
That's so cool. And, you know, he was in the music room. He was in the jungle room. Yeah. In case you guys didn't get to see it, he does, like, an acoustic jam session in the jungle room. I mean, it's so neat to see
and
that.
And he even does Burning Love.
Oh, so we have to give it to
you. I mean, it was just so cool. So you guys take a listen to this clip, and also if you want to watch the video, you can go to the website of artistden.com.
Absolutely, and we'll see you guys next week.